Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Good day and welcome to Westchester Talk Radio, westchestertalkradio.com. I'm John Marino and we are produced by Shark Creative and we are made possible by our good friends at Entergy, the Indian Point Energy Center, supporting our communities right through April of 2021. Lipolis Electric, don't be left in the dark, get Lipolis. Hightower Westchester, at Hightower, they manage your wealth to a fiduciary standard. Welcome to What's Happening in the Lower Hudson Valley, here on Westchester Talk Radio. We are joined today by Joseph Del Mar. Joseph Del Mar is the International Senior Director of Government Affairs and Communications at Holtec International. Holtec, that's H-O-L-T-E-C, will handle the decommissioning of Entergy's nuclear power plant at the Indian Point Energy Center in Buchanan. First of all, Joseph Del Mar, welcome to Westchester Talk Radio and welcome Holtec to Westchester. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing well today, John. How are you doing?
Great, and great to have you with us here on Westchester Talk Radio. Joe, tell us, who is Holtec? What is Holtec all about and what does Holtec do?
Sure, John. Holtec was founded in 1986. We provide innovative technology solutions for the energy industry and beyond. Our primary focus has been throughout our operating history, the nuclear industry, in fact. We have provided services for Indian Point as well as over 115 other nuclear plants around the world. Our services really started out in spent fuel management, in terms of safely maintaining the fuel in the spent fuel pools at nuclear plants, and then moving into what's called dry storage, the large cask that you may see at Indian Point or other nuclear plant operators.
Let's do some definitions here. What is spent fuel?
So spent fuel, when a nuclear plant's operating, the nuclear fuel tends to run out of energy after a certain specific time period. And depending on the nuclear plant, they will enter what we call a refueling outage every 18 or 24 months and remove some of that used fuel out of the nuclear reactor. The fuel then goes into what is called a spent fuel pool, and the fuel is maintained in this pool of water. It's a great barrier to radiation. And after a certain period of time, up to 5 years, that nuclear fuel is then safely taken out of the spent fuel pool and put into these large dry cask storage containers, which are made out of concrete and steel. Our Holtec casks that are used at Indian Point, they weigh approximately 180 tons. They're 28 inches thick of concrete and steel. And that's designed to ensure the safety of not only the fuel, but more importantly, the local community.
Mm-hmm. Now, Holtec's experience in the nuclear industry, you have vast experience. You are originally an East Coast company and still are today. You were formed in South Jersey back there in the late 80s, and home base now is Jupiter, Florida, in South Florida. So you are very well familiar with the entire Eastern Seaboard, especially the Northeast. Holtec's experience in the nuclear industry, tell us about that. Give us some case examples about what Holtec has done.
Sure. In addition to spent fuel management that we just discussed, we are also actively involved in the decommissioning of nuclear plants. In addition to Indian Point, we're currently in the process of decommissioning the Oyster Creek nuclear plant in New Jersey, as well as the Pilgrim plant in Massachusetts. We also have an agreement in place with Entergy that, in addition to taking ownership and decommissioning of the Indian Point plant, we'll also be doing the Palisades plant located in Michigan. Our services, in addition to decommissioning and spent fuel, we also have a project in New Mexico, which is a consolidated interim storage facility that we're looking to build out in the southeastern New Mexico desert, located near a lot of other nuclear facilities that are operated by the federal government. And the idea there is to take the spent fuel from the dry cask containers at Indian Point and other nuclear plant operators in the United States and move it to this one centralized location on an interim basis until the federal government finally makes a decision with Yucca Mountain or another federal repository with what to do with spent fuel. Mm-hmm. We also, in addition to that, we provide what is called heat transfer equipment to help plants operate, not just nuclear plants, but also fossil plants, your coal and your natural gas plants. And we also recently, within the past year, entered an agreement with a company called Eos Energy that does battery energy storage systems. So we're trying to expand our footprint and recognizing that the in terms of providing energy, there's a whole wealth of sources out there. And maintaining that diversity, there's no one perfect energy source. And you need to have this mix of nuclear, you know, coal, gas, as well as battery storage to support renewables to make them effective and be able to meet the energy needs of local communities.
Now, define what it means to decommission a nuclear power plant.
Sure. With decommissioning, it's a multi-stage process. Some of the first things that you need to do is, of course, we talked about taking the spent fuel pool out of the reactor. That's really the first step in doing that. Once we take the fuel out of the reactor, again, it's going to sit in the spent fuel pool for a couple of years. But at the same time, we can begin dismantling and demolishing other buildings at the nuclear plant site that aren't used for operations. At some of our other facilities, such as Oyster Creek and Pilgrim, we're in the process right now of doing demolition work on old office buildings, some old maintenance sheds, things like that. And so you're slowly seeing an evolution of the plant site. And then when we get to the point where we can move this spent fuel pool from the fuel in the spent fuel pool into dry cask storage, we just started doing that at Pilgrim. That also frees up the opportunity to start focusing on some of these other buildings that, you know, that were the heart of the nuclear operations that, you know, may have had some radioactivity at one point, but now that there's no longer fuel in there, that radioactivity level starts to decrease. Once all the buildings are demolished at a decommissioning site, we're also in the process of doing an environmental study. We do that at all the nuclear plant sites. We want to make sure that we meet not just federal standards, but any state standards that New York may set up for Indian Point, for example, and make sure that the site is restored to a purposeful use so it can be redeveloped for commercial and, more importantly, create tax revenue for the local community. The one challenge that exists out there is we can do demolition on all these buildings and structures, and you would never know that a nuclear plant was there anymore. The challenge is that the spent fuel is still being stored out there and would continue to be stored at Indian Point and other nuclear plant sites. So that's one of the keys for us is, you know, providing this other solution with consolidated interim storage out in southeast New Mexico. That would allow the whole entire plant site to be released for redevelopment.
What encouraged Holtec to get involved at Indian Point to become part of the community?
So with Indian Point, we have a longstanding relationship with Entergy and Indian Point specifically. We've been providing spent fuel management services for over 15 years. So we're very familiar with the site. Our employees are familiar with the site, so we do have that experience there. One of the challenges, of course, unfortunately, with the nuclear industry right now is trying to remain competitive with natural gas and some other energy sources. And unfortunately, we're seeing plants like Indian Point close. So there's an opportunity there. For us, we saw it as, you know, we have the nuclear industry experience. We also have experience in, from an environmental perspective, remediating and turning old industrial sites into reusable, commercial, viable opportunities. We've done that with our Camden facility here in New Jersey. It used to be a shipyard. And also out in Pittsburgh, one of our other manufacturing facilities is an old Westinghouse manufacturing facility. We're able to environmentally clean that up and repurpose the site for a manufacturing facility that continues to operate. So based on our experience and looking at those opportunities and relationships with a lot of the existing plant operators, we thought it was a natural progression for us to be able to do that.
Let's walk through a timeline here now. Indian Point, there were two nuclear power plants. One has been down offline for some time now. The second one is scheduled to be down and offline by April of 2021. Walk us through that whole process from how step one happened with the taking down, I guess, the decommissioning of the first nuclear power plant at Indian Point some time ago and into April of 2021 when the second plant, Indian Point 2, will be down, decommissioned.
So one of the keys is we are not the current owner of Indian Point. We, along with Entergy Holtec, we submitted an application to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to transfer the license from Entergy to Holtec. And we're continuing that regulatory process and hope to have a decision from the NRC by the end of this year. Once the license transfer is approved, we would look to complete the acquisition shortly after Unit 3 shuts down in April of 2021. From there, we'll begin the process of working with Entergy of moving the fuel from the reactor into the spent fuel pools, like we discussed at Unit 3, and then begin the process, since there's no longer fuel in the reactor vessels that were the heart of the operation for the plants. We'll begin doing work on what's called reactor vessel and internal segmentation, and be able to dismantle those major pieces of inside the plant. At the same time, we'll be moving the fuel into the dry cask storage facility that's located on the plant site, and then really ramp up the process of dismantling and doing demolition on a lot of the buildings that are on the site. That takes us through approximately 2024 to 2032, that 8-year time frame. And then from there, we need to do a couple years of site restoration, make sure that we've cleaned up any hazardous materials, any challenges that may exist at the plant site, and work to restore the plant site there as well. And we're hoping from the time that we take ownership until we're able to, move the fuel out of the reactor, do demolition on all the buildings, and do site restoration, we're looking at a 12 to 15 year time frame. As we proceed along, we will continue to update that timeline. Our main focus at all times is on the health and safety of the public, as well as the workforce that will be there. So we're not going to be cutting corners. We're going to be following a strict time frame. One of the benefits of us doing other nuclear plants is we have what is called a fleet approach, which is similar to what Entergy does with its nuclear plants that operates around the country. Is we share best practices, we share lessons learned. We look for opportunities to improve efficiencies and also, more importantly, improve safety. So we're taking those lessons learned and looking at opportunities that will allow us to, be more efficient with the overall operation of decommission.
I'm glad you walked through that whole time frame, because it shows that Holtec is not just going to walk in, close down Indian Point, and then go. This is a true community investment and involvement.
Correct. It really is. And one of the benefits of Holtec doing the decommissioning is Entergy had originally proposed to do what is called a safe store operation through the NRC guidelines. And that after Unit 3 shuts down, the plant would have sat there for 60 years and before decommissioning would have been completed. So you would have had 15, 20 years of no activity at the plant site, no jobs, no support of union labor there at the workforce. With us coming in, that the actual demolition work in that process, like I said, takes 12 to 15 years. The thing that we're doing different is we're not going to wait. We're going to start sooner. We're going to start as soon as Unit 3 shuts down. So that benefit allows us to complete the decommissioning, but more importantly, maintain jobs for approximately 300 existing Entergy employees that are going to come over to our decommissioning team. And we're also going to be providing jobs through the local union labor halls. We have national labor agreements in place with the laborers and the operating engineers, as well as the IBEW. And if we need additional trade support, we'll be working through the laborers, and they'll contact their brothers and sisters in the other labor unions, like the steam fitters, pipe fitters, and other areas that we may need.
So this is a generational commitment.
This truly is a generational commitment. For us, it's something that we recognize that, the plant has been such a fixture in the local community for so long. And I know there's folks who supported the shutdown, but I know, and all the people I've met in the local community, what a valuable role Indian Point Entergy played in the community. And we want to pick up that mantle and work closely with the local community. We've already had several conversations with elected officials and met with community groups like the Chamber of Commerce and the school district. And we want to have an open, transparent dialogue. We don't have any final plans for what the plant site will be. Every 2 weeks I usually get a phone call or an email from someone proposing a future use of the Indian Point site. But the real important thing is we're not the current owner. We can't enter into any agreements until we become owner. But more importantly, we're not going to make those decisions without the input of the local community. We want to make sure that, what the future of that site looks like includes the feedback from, the village of Buchanan and Cortland, and, also from an economic impact, property taxes and school taxes, that the future commercial interests that are put there, are viable for the community.
Mm-hmm. Here on Westchester Talk Radio, westchestertalkradio.com, I'm John Marino, and we are here on Westchester Talk Radio with what's happening in the lower Hudson Valley. And we are made possible by our good friends over at our title sponsor, Entergy, the Indian Point Energy Center, supporting our communities through April of 2021. Now, besides Entergy, of course, we are made possible by our good friends at White Plains Hospital. At White Plains Hospital, we thank them for all they have done throughout this COVID-19 pandemic of 2020. Also, Wartburg Healthcare and Rehabilitation in Mount Vernon, Park Sterling Realty in Bronxville, and Michael Labriola Landscape Design and Construction in Armonk. Joined here on Westchester Talk Radio by Joseph Del Mar, International Senior Director, Government Affairs and Communications at Holtec. Holtec will be and is working with Indian Point to handle the decommissioning of the Indian Point Energy Center, Entergy's Indian Point Energy Center in Buchanan. Joe, when you get together with community officials and community representatives, and Holtec sits down with elected officials and the school officials, et cetera, the business community, what are the biggest concerns they talk to you about?
I mean, the biggest concern, of course, is the loss of tax revenue. There are existing pilot programs with the two municipalities and the school district, as well as some others. We are honoring those existing agreements that Entergy has established with those groups. And we also do plan on having future conversations once those pilot agreements expire to, you know, establish new pilot agreements. One of the challenges right now in New York is that you can't enter into a pilot agreement for a shutdown nuclear plant. So working with Entergy and some elected officials, there is legislation out there that would allow pilot agreements to be put in place. So that's something that, you know, we're really looking forward to, you know, that, you know, legislation hopefully not just being signed into law by the governor, but being able to allow us to build upon it and expand that relationship with the local community, make sure that they have the resources they need to stay viable.
I know we're years in advance with this question, but can you give us a bit of a preview, at least, as to what some are saying should be done with the site at Indian Point down the road, what it should be and what it could be developed into?
I don't want to get into specifics. I know that there were some projects that were recently proposed that the local community was not in favor of. One of the challenges for us is some of the organizations that are coming to us, they're looking for us to, you know, release parcels of the property sooner than that 12-15 year time frame. The challenge for us is there's NRC regulations that we need to follow from the federal government that makes it not saying it's impossible to release parcels sooner rather than later, but there's strict requirements for us to be able to do that. So that includes, you know, not just the demolition of the buildings, but making sure that, you know, the site restoration is complete. And then also any state standards that we may reach agreement with New York. You know, we need to meet all those requirements before any parcels would be able to be released. And that's something that, you know, we depending on the opportunity and the benefit to the local community, that is something we would consider. But it's not something that can easily be done in a lot of places.
When you talk to different levels of government, federal, state, local, what do they look for from a Holtec or basically from anyone before they give the okay for a Holtec to come in and get involved?
With the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, they want to make sure that we have the proper technical expertise to be able to do this, as well as the financial resources to be able to do this. Indian Point was required, like all other nuclear plants, to have what's called a nuclear decommissioning trust fund. And that fund is set aside over the operating history of the plant to enable decommissioning to be done safely and efficiently. So if and when we become the owner and we begin decommissioning, we are required to submit an annual report to the NRC that monitors our expenses. And if the decision is made by the NRC and they say you're off your cost estimate, they can require us to put additional financial assurances into the pot of money that's available to us, or they could actually tell us to stop decommissioning and allow the trust fund to grow over time and period. It's a very conservative estimate that we originally submitted to the NRC in terms of we're only allowed to assume a 2% conservative rate of growth in terms of each year. And then also there's contingencies built into that. And one of the things that we've seen so far at Oyster Creek and Pilgrim with our decommissioning cost estimates, we are able to, you know, reduce costs with some of the efficiencies across the fleet, and look to apply that Indian point so that not only are we maintaining our budget under the with the estimate, but actually coming under is what our goal is.
We talked about this being a generational commitment for Holtec. What are the community benefits as you and Holtec see it for getting involved here with the decommissioning of Indian Point? There's a lot more than just the work.
With our the benefits of Holtec doing the decommissioning, you have a company that has experience in decommissioning. We have active projects at Oyster Creek and Pilgrim, as well as one of our partners in decommissioning. They have experience working on overseas projects, working on reactors up in Canada, as well as working on different military projects. So we bring a wealth of experience and a track record of safely executing decommissioning projects. The other is we're going to begin decommissioning process promptly. We're going to begin as soon as we become owners. We're going to start that 12-15 year process instead of waiting up to that 60-year time frame that Entergy was originally looking at. That also has a positive impact on the local community in terms of being able to maintain local jobs. Again, 300 Entergy employees are going to come over, but it's going to create additional jobs through the local union halls as well. And then also, finally, it's going to allow the site to be repurposed for development in the future sooner rather than later. So you can see, you know, development start to take place at the end of that 12-15 year time frame, which is, of course, going to create additional tax revenue, which will be a major benefit to the local community.
Now, 12 to 15 years, that's a start because this could turn into so much more beyond that. This could turn into a number of decades.
In terms of the 12 to 15 year time frame, we're confident that we can meet the goal that we've established, and you know, hopefully do that on the shorter end of the 12 years. But you know, looking at what the future use of that site is, you're correct. It's a generational decision in terms of, you know, what that site is going to be. You know, at one time it was an amusement park, and then it turned into, you know, a nuclear plant. You know, what is the next step for that parcel, and more importantly, what's the next step for the community? You know, we look forward to continuing that partnership and having open dialogue. We're always going to be transparent and want to do what's best in the local community.
You know, a family gets together, says, let's buy this house. And that's a commitment generally for 30 years, a 30-year mortgage. And this is along the lines of what Holtec is doing in Westchester County, with Holtec coming in to work with Entergy on the decommissioning and then take over and work well beyond.
It really is, and that generational, our motto is actually a generation ahead by design, and being able to take our experience, expertise, and applying it in the Westchester County community at Indian Point, it's a commitment not just today in the immediate future and the work that, you know, our team is doing, and also throughout decommissioning, but you know, we're going to have people that, you know, they're residents there that are going to be active, you know, participants. And more importantly, they're going to be able to have an impact on the future of what's going to happen there.
Mm-hmm. Now, why is it so important to Holtec to do all this? Some might say it's business. Do what you have to do and run and go. Instead, Holtec is doing the exact opposite. You're making a generational, a lifetime commitment with us here, with the decommissioning and working with the community in Westchester. Why is it so important for Holtec to get involved in the community, not just around Indian Point we're talking now. We're talking about all around Westchester and the surrounding communities. You're talking about when you come in at Indian Point, you're right there next to Putnam County. You're across the river from Rockland and Orange County. The Connecticut Fairfield County border is not too far away. New York City right below. This is a regional commitment beyond the local commitment.
I would just like to say that Holtec, the company has grown incredibly over the past couple of years, and especially as our decommissioning business grows. And for me personally, I was brought in, I have experience working in the nuclear industry. I worked at the Salem and Hope Creek nuclear plants in far South Jersey. And my main job was to work with the local community, work with elected officials, work with the Chamber of Commerce, to have that open, transparent dialogue. And that was one of the keys, and I applaud Holtec for recognizing that that's really the key in doing, you know, business and being successful at it. You can come in and you can be one of those, you know, fly-by-night operators, but that's not the way that we want to do things. We recognize that the community has a vested interest, and we recognize that. And that means, you know, putting a lot of legwork into, you know, making phone calls, doing a lot of face-to-face meetings. So we've been challenged, of course, with COVID, doing things electronically. It's really important that we build those relationships, that, you know, we build that level of trust, because we're going to be here for a long time. And to be here a long time, you need to build that, you know, levels of trust and transparency.
How has Holtec worked around COVID, knowing that you have to find a way?
For us, with you know, we've learned, like everyone else, that the benefits of doing Zoom meetings, Microsoft Teams meetings, you know, technology is great, as we've all learned. Didn't even know Teams was on my computer at one time, you know, but it's really opened up opportunities to you know, see people face to face. I consider myself a people person, and for me, you know, not just personally but professionally, it's been frustrating. It's limited some of my travel opportunities to go up to Indian Point. But at the same time, it's also enabled me to build relationships in unique ways in terms of, you know, texting and phone calls. In the past, you know, you may wait to go to meet with someone, you know, personally face-to-face. Now, you know, I'm texting people and calling people on a routine basis, you know, every day. Even today, I have some additional, you know, follow-up to do with some local stakeholders. So it's really important, and it's what you make of the challenge. You could use it as an excuse with COVID that we haven't had an opportunity to meet or anything to do that. And we haven't done that. We've made sure that when we've had news to share, we've done proactive outreach with elected officials and stakeholders, so that they're hearing it from us, and that's really important. You know, there may be times in the future where we may have some bad news to break with people. We would rather have those, you know, difficult conversations, you know, with us directly, instead of hearing it from a third party, being it, you know, an anti-group or another group out there that, you know, opposes decommissioning.
I guess we can say that Indian Point is not going to disappear in early 2021. Indian Point will be reconfigured, restructured, reinvented.
It's really, I love the term reinvent. It's, you know, reinventing, you know, what is the future of Indian Point? And coinciding with that is, you know, what is the future of the local community? And we recognize that, you know, we get one opportunity to do this right. And, you know, starts with, you know, those relationships that we're building and those partnerships. And, you know, as we move along the way, there will definitely be ups and there will definitely be downs. And our focus is to make sure that, you know, we're you know, celebrating the victories, but also taking the lessons learned. At each project, we always have, and it's really commonplace in the nuclear industry, is, you know, once you complete a project, you know, what did we do right? What could we do better? And we're always looking for those opportunities. And we've been able to do that at Oyster Creek and Pilgrim. And we think that's only going to benefit Indian Point as we proceed with the project.
Joseph Del Mar, International Senior Advisor in Government Affairs and Communications at Holtec International. We thank you for being part of Westchester Talk Radio. And again, welcome to you and to Holtec to Westchester. And we look forward to working with you through the years.
Thank you for having me on today, John. And I look forward to the opportunity to work with you as well as the community moving forward.
Let's talk again. Joe Del Mar at Holtec, and we are Westchester Talk Radio. What's happening in the lower Hudson Valley is our show. I'm John Marino, and we are made possible by our good friends over at Entergy, the Indian Point Energy Center. They are supporting our communities right through April of 2021. Lipolis Electric, don't be left in the dark. Get Lipolis. Hightower, Westchester, managing your wealth to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, special thanks to our heroes at White Plains Hospital for they have done everything what they've done on the front lines throughout this COVID-19 pandemic of 2020. Wartburg Healthcare and Rehabilitation in Mount Vernon, Park Sterling Realty in Bronxville, and Michael Labriola Landscape Design and Construction. We are produced by Shark Creative. Catch all of our Westchester, Fairfield County, Putnam, and Dutchess Talk Radio programming on our YouTube channel, Shark Creative YouTube.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.